Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
What's a brag someone brags about in that same sort of swaggery way that we know what a brag is?
Mm-hmm.
And your first thought is typically, I know, that's not a brag. Like the one we talked about was people who say, man, I never get any sleep. Like it's a good thing.
Yeah. It's the same as,
yeah.
I work all the time. I never take vacation.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Shut up.
Yeah.
Take a vacation.
All right.
You deserve it.
Yeah.
You'll be better at everything.
Yeah.
At least that's the way it seems. And I know some people's job won't allow it,
mm-hmm.
which is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's different.
And I don't mean you have to go somewhere, but you should have days off where you don't have to think about work.
Yeah, it's different. It's the people that you know could take a vacation. They just want to tell you they work 80 hours a week and don't take vacation. It's like, that's not
where that's their identity.
A weird badge of honor. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Someone texted in, teachers who brag that no one passes their classes.
Yes, that's a bad teacher.
I think so, too. Like some of them where people would say, my class is hard, and if you pass, you had to work. Those were the teachers that later on I was like, all right, those were good teachers.
Yeah, typically.
But the ones that just said, no one passes my class, I'm like, well, you're the worst teacher ever. That's why.
Right.
You don't teach in a way that's interesting. Your tests are overly hard.
Yeah, the goal should be people passing.
Yeah. That is that's a good goal for teachers, Alex.
Yeah, I think so.
What else is there?
I think when people say, I've never cheated before, like that is the bare minimum.
Yeah.
That is not a brag.
So you're just a decent person.
Or even like, when they're
you're doing what you're supposed to do.
I've cheated on everybody else, but I've never cheated on you.
That's the one.
Like, bare minimum. Absolute bare minimum is that you respect the person that you have chosen to be monogamous with. And that you have done that in all of your relationships. Wow. Great job.
That reminds me one time, you know how a lot of times, like, especially comedians will say, well, I've been sober for 6 years or whatever. And everybody will clap. And some comedian I saw once live started their set with, I just want to introduce myself. My name's so-and-so. And I've never been an alcoholic. And a couple people laughed, but nobody said anything. And they must expect that reaction. And he goes, cool. A lot of comedians will tell you that they ruined their life and then got sober and you cheer your face off. I just told you I did what I was supposed to do and you don't even care.
Yeah.
And everybody in the audience was like, oh, man.
Oh, you got us.
I was like, I never even thought about that. But
yeah,
you'd never cheer for someone who started with, I've never really had a drinking problem.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would be very weird.
I feel like it's not really a brag, but kind of is because the person's like trying to outdo you. But I call it like pity Olympics. Where you're like, man, I'm so tired. I, you know, didn't get to bed until 1 o'clock last night. And they do the, oh, well, I didn't get to bed until 2.
Oh,
or you go,
oh,
man, I'm so hungry. I didn't really eat today. And they're like, oh, well, all I've had is, you know, one single almond.
I haven't eaten in 2 days.
And
I think it's people trying to relate and be like, oh, me too.
But it doesn't sound relatable.
It does sound like the pity Olympics. That's a good way to describe it.
It just sounds like you're not, I don't know if you're bragging or you're just like, yeah, I have it worse than you. And you're like, but you don't.
It sort of feels like, shut up. Mine's worse.
Yeah.
I know I've been on the wrong end of that one.
Oh, I'm sure I've done that one. But usually I think it's more your point where you're trying to relate rather than you're like, yeah, I got it worse. I don't think I've ever tried to be like, I got it worse guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. Maybe I have at some point.
Wish I could think of a readily fun example to make fun of you about. That would be a lot of fun for all of us right now.
I mean, I'm sure there. I mean, if anybody's going to have one about me, it'd be you.
But you've
known me the longest.
I'm probably too oblivious to notice. That's not a brag. That's just a statement of fact. It might have sounded like a brag.
Maybe. I think when people brag about how much student debt they have.
Do you think people brag about that?
Sometimes,
or
yeah, they do.
Really?
They're like, oh, you wouldn't believe how much debt I have. Like, if you get into a, that's a one-upsman right there. It's like, I got it worse. And it's like, I think some people wear that as a badge of honor. You're like, so you just made worse financial decisions than other people you know? Okay. Okay, cool.
That's a good point. This text just came in. I'm an alpha male. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 100% of the time, if you hear that, it's wrong.
Yeah.
Because real alpha men don't have to tell you that they're an alpha man.
I'm just an alpha living in a beta world, man.
Yeah. I don't know, yeah.
Is it bragging to say, man, I'm a beta, and I just wish the world would get on board with it? Is that bragging?
Honestly, that might be a good brag at that point if you're saying it. It's just like, yeah, I'm kind of a pushover sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily something you need to brag about, but it's a hell of a lot better than being, I'm an alpha. Okay, douche. You're an insecure loser, actually, who has no idea who you actually are. So you've clung to one word that makes you feel strong.
Saying,
cool.
I'm an alpha has the same energy as a barbed wire tattoo.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with a barbed wire tattoo?
It's something an alpha would get to prove how alpha they are.
Yeah. You brag about your barbed wire tattoo, but it doesn't even go all the way around.
Oh,
like
damn.
That, then you're a
that
problem.
That is really lame if it doesn't go around the
back. Well, Maitland, I don't want to be restrained by the barbed wire. I just want it there in case I need it.
Okay.
Yeah, symbolism.
Yeah.
If you close that ring, then there's no chance to evolve.
Text from Birmingham. There's a woman in our office who's in her mid-20s, and she brags about how much money her boyfriend has, and she can't stop talking about how many labubus he buys her.
Oh, that is not a brag. That is not a brag.
Too old.
What is a labubu?
I can't believe you don't know. Google it right now.
I know
Steve.
We've talked
little
about
demon
that.
Looking things.
Oh,
that's
that
people
it's like
love.
The hot dumb. It's like Beanie Babies of now.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that fair?
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
But
yeah.
Like creepy ones.
Labubu.
Yeah, I knew we had talked about it on the show. I'm like, I know I've heard that. Now I recognize it. A labubu. Like, okay.
How old did you say she was?
Mid-20s.
Okay. That's too old.
The first couple times
boo-boo.
I heard it, by the way, I thought it was slang for labia. Like you hurt your, did you cut it shaving?
Yeah. How'd you leave that in the backseat of your car?
I've seen people post where they
thought. He bought you a new one.
Yeah, that's cool.
I've seen people post where they thought that that was just a cute way of saying lobotomy. Where it's like, man, I could use a labubu.
Okay. I like that too. This one. How much they drank. Oh, it depends on. Like if you're in college,
that's
it's
an
kind
age
of
thing.
I mean, I don't know if it is now, but when we were there, that was, oh man, we got so wasted. We had a whole case of beer. But
it's acceptable when you're up to 23, 24.
Yeah.
But if you're like 45,
about the time
like
you have to pay for your own insurance.
If I came in on Monday and said, guys, I got so hammered this weekend. I drank 35 beers.
Now,
yeah, pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Now, people in their mid-30s or late-20s or 40s or 50s or 60s say it this way. I drank too much this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's different.
Like, I
that's
can't
like,
believe what I did.
I don't know why we opened a fourth bottle of wine or whatever it might be. That's a different angle than, oh, polished it off. Totally drove home drunk. Cool.
I feel like we might get some backlash for that one, especially from Wisconsin.
Oh, well, it's regional. That's for sure.
It's still a weird thing to brag about.
Is that gonna stop?
I can damage my liver better than you.
Yeah. Or free beer, you saying the thing about, like, yeah, I totally drove home after people who are like, yeah, I'm a great drunk driver. You're like, oh.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Do not brag about that.
Yeah, I'm a good drunk driver, yeah.
When people tell me, I don't get hangovers, I'm like, I don't know if that's a brag, honestly. Or especially when they tell you, yeah, I can drink like 30 beers and not be hungover the next day.
Oh, you've worn your body down.
Okay, well, I have 2 glasses of wine and it feels like my brain is getting sucked away from my skull. That's a terrible feeling.
Right. What about the people who brag about how much of a butthole they are or how big of a bee they are? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's always
I'm an a-hole.
I'm
going to
tell it like it is, guy.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I'm just brutally honest.
As a general rule, tell it like it is guy does not like to be told how it is.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no,
that's
no.
The same with alpha male.
The thinnest baby skin ever.
Yeah, most of the people, I'm brutally honest. I'm really strong. I'm this, I'm that. It's like, okay, you might be. You might actually be very brutally honest, but you can't take it.
Yeah.
When somebody gives it back to you.
Yeah. And if you can't take it, you're a beta.
Yeah.
So you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're a little bitch.
Yeah, I mean, it's true.
Or I feel like women who pride themselves on being the, I'm the tell it like it is girl, blah, blah, blah. I just don't let people walk all over me. And then somebody says, or they hear through the grapevine, like, oh, so-and-so actually just thinks you're a bitch. And then they're like, oh my gosh, they act all heartbroken. And it's like, okay, do you want a reputation as being this tough bitch? Or
right? Yeah.
You can't have both.
Yeah. You want it when it's convenient, but you don't want people to be mean to you.
Right.
Got it. This one, anyone who brags about how many followers they have. Yeah, mm-hmm. On whatever social media.
Yeah, it's
weird. Someone said people who are late and it's part of their personality. Like that's something they're like, yeah, I'm just always late. Like they're proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
You see that sometimes.
Yeah.
For the record, I'm never proud of it.
I was not, for the record, I was not referring to you and almost said that before I said it out loud.
I hate myself every time.
But now that we've been reminded, you were late for Vlant.
I was.
Night.
I definitely was.
It is breakfast time now.
Oh, I think we should get someplace that has lunch for breakfast then to celebrate because I was in the mood for a cheeseburger last night and it carried over.
Yeah.
So I'm going to order dessert too.
You can have cheeseburgers for breakfast.
Yeah.
Not enough places have lunch for breakfast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of places have breakfast for lunch or breakfast for dinner, but.
Not enough places have breakfast for breakfast, honestly. Yeah. There should be more of those places.
Well, you can always count on Steak and Shake.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Anyone who brags about where they were born or where they're from, you more than like this, as this person says, you had nothing to do with why that place was cool or uncool. So if you're like, I'm from Austin. Austin's great. It is. You're not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't notice that one on my own. But I bet if I met someone who did it a lot. Wait a minute. Thinking of examples for my life now.
I can think of people. I think people who brag they're from a place they're not from, i.e., I grew up in the Detroit area.
Yeah.
But I also went to school with people who will say, I'm from Detroit. And it's like, you are not.
They're almost never from Detroit.
No.
Yeah.
Our town was 40 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
It was not Detroit. You could stop fully at the stop signs in my town and not worry about a carjacking.
Yeah, there's plenty of
it was
people
not
that,
Detroit.
That I grew up with that'll say that they're from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's, no.
No, I've always said I'm from the Detroit area. I was from the Metro Detroit area, yeah. I listened to the Detroit radio stations, but I did not live in Detroit.
I just don't have time people who use that as a reason why they never eat anything healthy or watch a TV show. Or do a workout. Oh, I just don't have time. You just don't want to.
Oh, what about people who always brag about how they eat the hottest or spiciest things?
Oh, yes.
That's a weird one. But yeah. Like, oh, I can eat that.
Yeah, I'm totally fine. You see sweat running down their head. I'm totally fine.
It's going to be me tomorrow
not hot at all.
Spicy challenge. Because I do love to, I can eat spicy food. I don't brag about I can eat the hottest, but I'll try it. I'll try it for sure. I'm going to be crying tomorrow.
You ever heard anyone brag about their low credit score? A couple of texters have said that. I don't know if I've ever heard somebody doing it in a way where I thought they were bragging, but that would be irritating.
It's a little
bit
weird.
My credit score couldn't get any lower. It's awesome. Who would say? I mean, you know, I don't want to hear that any more than I really want to hear anyone bragging about how high there was, unless they're. Like, if somebody's telling you a story like, yeah, I used to have really low credit, but I've worked hard to get it back, I'm down for that.
Yeah, if it's part of the story.
No. That's like when you're in your 20s and you have that friend that, I've maxed out so many credit cards.
Yeah.
Not a brag. Not a brag.
No, you shouldn't be bragging about that.
You might laugh when you say that, but you're crying on the inside.
Or should be if you're not.
Yes, absolutely.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.